The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
All aboard! Yeah! Crap World. AM 600.
Let's do it.
Travel World on AM 600. We're here with Bill and Backus, Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad behind the console, special guest Brian Eisenthal in the studio. Welcome to Travel World.
Welcome. Good morning, everyone.
So, we have our little wrap-up on South Beach. 2 weeks ago, Stephen and I went to South Beach, Miami.
Yes, it was a great trip. Stayed at the Avalon Majestic Hotel, which is offering rooms during this winter season for $135 a night. Puts you in the beautiful South Beach area where everything is at your doorstep. Restaurants, cafes, great walking area. Feel perfectly safe.
Yeah.
You walk 20, 30, 40 minutes in either direction up to Lincoln Road Mall. And just take in all the sights and the beautiful Art Deco architecture. The beach is right across the street, and you can enjoy fine dining right in the hotel. Great seafood restaurant.
It was great. They have fish called Avalon.
Fish
they
called
don't
Avalon.
Have seafood because I'm allergic to that. They have a great steak that they made.
Steak and nice desserts.
I'm an ad lover.
And Moishe's or.
Well, I can't say that. Moishe's, Montreal is famous for its food. Hey, don't desecrate an institution.
All right.
But when you're in Miami, Fish Called Avalon and the Avalon Majestic Hotel, the place to stay, 1-800-933-3306, the number to call for the Avalon. Also getting down there, American Airlines nonstop service. We were early in both directions.
That was really good. We went down there. I like Steven. I said, so Steve, do we have like 900 connections to get down? He said, no, we have a direct flight. Shoom, shoom.
Yeah, just get on, and 3.5 hours later, you're there.
Best part, no Pearson.
Yeah.
Toronto.
We avoided having to make that connection, and American Airlines is the only carrier with nonstop service on the Miami route that doesn't make you stay a Saturday night. They work with some of their approved wholesalers. Reserve 3 days in advance, stay just 2 nights. You can get an air car package for around $428 plus tax. Go on a Monday, come back on a Wednesday. You don't have to pay $1,400 like some airlines would charge you. And we also had the opportunity to test out one of their new refurbished aircraft on the way back with a larger business class cabin. And
it was really good.
Greater legroom, the extendable headrests that mold to your head. You can raise them and lower them and wrap them around, just like on the transcontinental and transatlantic flights.
The meal was good, too.
This was business class?
Yeah.
Huh. What did they serve?
Well, they had a great meal that we had with, what do we have? I don't remember.
Oh, yes, it was a chicken focaccia sandwich, bean soup, and
good,
a salad.
Good bean soup. That was really good because it was served in, like, real china, real plate, everything. But the meal was, like, restaurant quality. It was that good.
Yeah,
and that's not
very
often you get that on an airline because we're used to flying some airlines up around here that serve you soggy sandwich on a paper plate. And if you're in business class, soggy sandwich on a China plate.
What was the difference between economy and business class? You get honey roasted peanuts in the business class cabin.
Flight attendants were professional, so we had a great experience on American.
And you can call the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau for their complete vacation planner kit, 1-800-4-MIAMI-FL. Also had the dinner at the National Hotel, which is a restored Art Deco landmark just in the Lincoln Road area, Collins and 17th.
Oh, yeah, they have one of these really long and narrow swimming pools.
Right.
I mean, long. And you look down this courtyard at night. I mean, it's something straight out of Miami Vice. You walk down and you just expect Don Johnson to be walking down. All right, compadre.
I know you're an award-winning tapper or a dancer, but what about swimmer? You swim too?
Only with the fishes, no.
Yes, it's a 205-foot.
Sleep with the fishes, yeah.
205-foot infinity pool. It just seems to go on forever, right from the dining room, the Cafe Mosaic, with beautiful stained glass inlaid ceiling, right down to the beach. And it seems to go on forever and lit up beautifully at night with the palm trees swaying in the breeze.
Stephen's favorite swim is the tiptoe on the bottom. Mine, of course, is the breaststroke. But
yes, I wonder why.
But anyway, no, I'm not kidding, too. I mean, I enjoy it. It's relaxing, you know. Sometimes I tread water. My father is a floater in the swimming pool. Just like my niece Emily. She's a floater in the swimming pool. But
anyway. No, it's just some water sports are just great down and down
you,
in
you do enjoy water sports.
down in Florida.
Miami, I must tell you about Miami Beach. We go over to a lot of places and there's hype and there's this and people are trying to be this and a lot of up-and-coming destinations and later on they really do achieve it. But every now and then you go to a place that, boy, it's not just what they make it out to be, it's beyond that. Like when we went to New York City. New York City deserves to be a city-state all unto itself. It's all the hype you've ever heard about New York City, it's better. It's better than that. I mean, you get this feel inside the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, one of those places where you get a feeling.
And Miami Beach is the same same way. I mean, Fort Lauderdale, different feel entirely. Because when you're in Miami Beach, first of all, totally safe when you go to Miami Beach. But you get this feeling that this is really the place. Celebrities are really here. They were filming a commercial for some German car, and I hear this photographer going, "Gunther, move closer." And
it's
really
an international city. It is
filming everywhere.
Yeah, before they get blown away, I guess that's one of the last things they say. But
Gunther, move closer. We went off to Coral Gables, which is a gorgeous area, and we saw this leader exterminator. Stephen Marr, I have this private joke about leader being some German shepherd dog. And we figured, oh, yes, leader extermination. We send the German shepherds through the house.
And that will exterminate you.
Get all the cats. Now. Let's be nice to cats.
Oh, yes.
But
A lot of fun. But a lot of people can't get away to those sun destinations. They got to go to work in some of the hot business spots of Quebec. Cold business spots of Quebec. Rouen, Val-d'Or, Quebec City, Mont-Joli, Île-de-la-Madeleine. Air Montreal, you don't have to reserve 14 days in advance. You can go one way. You don't have to stay a Saturday night. Air Montreal is just in-time travel. Call today, fly tomorrow, 631-2111. You save even more by leaving from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111.
We have a special treat for today, our listeners, because we're covering Branson, Missouri, which is like the new Nashville, Tennessee, or a new area similar to that. We got country music lead-in and lead-out, so stay tuned. Woo-hoo. Chad, roll it.
I love country music.
God bless Texas.
CIQC, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experienced care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Saturday, February 6th, mark it down. It's the day of the big midwinter sale at the Salvation Army thrift stores. That day, everything, with very few exceptions, everything is 50% off. That's a lot of reductions on a lot of great winter merchandise. There's smart shopping at the big midwinter sale Saturday, February 6th. Hey, it's the last one of the century. Don't miss it at all Salvation Army thrift stores, including Chamonix-Laval at 4305 Sampson and Taschereau at 5840 Taschereau Boulevard. For the one nearest you, call 935-7425.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 Port Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Good morning. I'm Lita Polstadt. We're at Bruy-Mathenon, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada Day in Kirkland. People dropping by and taking advantage of the weekend promotions. Do that, too, with the best purchase plan available on the market. With no down payment, no interest before January 2000, no administration fees, and no extra charges for you. And at Bruy-Mathenon, don't forget to ask about the No Lemon Guarantee. If any of your appliances should fail, be sure that Bruy-Mathenon will replace it free of charge or repair it, too. We got details of all the warranties in store for you. And also, to make your life a lot easier and allow you to benefit from the specials, Bruy-Mathenon will accept Visa, MasterCard, Interact, and Bruy-Mathenon credit card. Don't forget, you pay only in January 2000. And drop by. We have over 94 color TV models to choose from 9 inches to 70 inches, starting at $239. Promotion this weekend, the Toshiba 32-inch stereo color TV, color picture-in-picture, $999, 24-month guarantee. Check out the sound rooms, too, here, of all the great products at Bruy-Mathenon, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Chad, the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you.
Gonna make her howl, Chad? Morgan, I'm at the howl. Welcome back to Travel World on AM 600 with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, the hands of Chad behind the console, special guest Bram Eisenthal.
Yeah, Bram is in studio with us, and he's this year's winner of the Choice Hotel Canada Award of Excellence in Travel Journalism. First year out for this award.
What a mouthful, eh, guys?
Yes, so put it all together. Try to say it fast.
I can't believe it. Somebody just writes about, you know, I can't say the word on the air.
Well, you can say one of George Carlin's, we can say done.
One of his seven dirty words. But I can't believe that you write about number two. We can say number two on the air.
Find something to write about.
They say, you know, your writing is number two, right?
The jokes were flying that night, you can well imagine.
Actually, Bram wrote a story about dino dung in East End,
Saskatchewan.
East End, Saskatchewan, Diamond in the Rough, annual.
This wonderful little place in Saskatchewan, 600, population 650. And this is where Scotty, the first Tyrannosaurus rex, not the first, but the best fossilized T-Rex remains was found. And they also found dung there, which you remember. And this is a big piece of dung. I mean, we're talking about it.
When you think of a T-Rex, what would it do?
That's right. I think he ate a small
camel.
It was like a small camel worth of dung. But anyway, and this dung is on display, believe it or not, at the Royal Saskatchewan Museum. But the trip was more about than just dung. It was about working on a dino dig in East End. And if you've never worked on a dig, I mean, this is an amazing experience. You take the pickaxe, slugging it out, and they'll name a dino after you. Can you see it now? The Willisaurus or
Willisaurus.
Stegosaurus.
My sister actually called me that when I was young, but anyway, I digress.
But the dung part was
not nice
a lot
to make fat jokes. Anyway.
And nothing intended there, but it's a great place to go. Yeah. And so this was a fun story, and I really recommend this place to anybody who seeks adventure. And
you wouldn't normally think of Saskatchewan as being an adventurous place, but
it's not boring at all. You know, you think of miles and miles. It's wonderful.
We thought of Iowa. You know, it's miles and miles, miles and
prairie.
Miles.
Prairie, but it's beautiful. The prairie itself, the canola, is very bright yellow. It's got a kind of lime green yellow to it, and it's not a boring trip.
When the sun sets on the prairie, it's a wonderful sight.
It's beautiful. Well, this one place called Jones's Point that I referred to.
Did
in
you
the
see
story,
the little house?
The little house on the prairie.
Yeah.
No, I think Michael Landon is buried there, but
he's talking about dino bones.
Not funny.
Okay,
no, he was a great actor, and I shouldn't say that since I work as a film publicist.
He was an agent. He was an angel. You know, you make fun of him, right? The big guy's getting you after you.
That's right, exactly. And anyway, but it's a
we digress. Always we digress.
We're digressing a lot here. Yeah. It's a wonderful trip, and anybody wanting to go can contact the people in Saskatchewan Tourism and find out, you know, how to go about it. Or just check my website, and you can read the story itself, and it gives you all the information there.
Sure.
I want to say hello to hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people from around the world listening to this broadcast right now.
On the internet.
Through Real Audio, and which my web mistress, Julia, was good enough to put on the website. You just click on the URL, and there you are. So,
and the web address is? Your web address is?
It's www.bram.addr.com. Bram, of course, is spelled B-R-A-M, not the way other Brams with the H, other loser Brams spell their name. There's no H in Bram, B-R-A-M.
Thank you. I may have just lost a customer. For that one.
Your list, they said, hey, you just called me. No, that's not a good thing. But people can read the complete article. And I remember when it first appeared in the Gazette, it did capture that essence of a place that you didn't necessarily would initially contemplate about going to for a vacation, but it reiterates the fact that no matter where you go, there is something of interest to be found.
Well, no dung jokes intended, but Paul Waters had the hindsight to run the piece, so that was...
an award-winning article. And, also was very timely because over the past few years, dinosaurs have just captured the imagination of a large part of the population, particularly children.
Well, what's cool about this place is there's a lot of fossilized remains, period. Not only dinos, but mammals from 35 million years ago after dinos were long gone. And you can dig and find remains anywhere you're digging in a specific area. So it's quite amazing. You really feel like an adventurer going out there and doing it.
Now, this is all sort of controlled. You can't just go in there, oh, I just broke some bones in half because I'm going to use... The people are monitoring you that you don't do any damage to a heritage site.
Thank you.
Yeah. But if you go in after dark when there's no one there, who's to know,
Or take home a souvenir.
Take some dung back with you.
Leave your own.
Declare that anything to declare here infected.
Yeah, so American tourists are crossing the border, anything to declare, yeah.
In 65 million years, and they're going to find, Steve's dung or something, and it'll be like a newspaper story.
How about Markham Suites, eh?
Yes, the Markham Suites, now the Embassy Suites in Markham.
Funny you mentioned that the other day, because we had to buy some bathroom tissue, of course, for the office, and I swear these people must be the same manufacturers as the sandpaper we use to clean our walls. I don't know.
Not funny. No, of course, but you buy no-name brand.
You ever get that little one-ply stuff and oops? No,
oh, just because it's cheaper. Just because it's cheaper, you say 3 cents, but no. Oh, yeah, next time you have to buy.
Chad's eating. Speaking of eating, Chad, don't you get hungry after all this work?
Time for lunch soon.
How about some pizza so I can stop eating peanut butter?
Yeah, no peanut butter pizzas.
Peanut butter pizzas? Chocolate chip pizzas?
Chocolate chip pizzas? No, maybe just
frozen
ice cream pizza. Get some pizza.
Frozen ice cream pizza? How do you cook that?
In your stomach very well. But Pizza Donini, call now. It's 11:30 in Montreal. 30 minutes or less, Montreal-style pizza will be at your door. Piping hot, oven fresh. From a Montreal company. Great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. Just one number to remember for all 31 locations of Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Chad, let's roll the break.
Now you're talking.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Hi, my name is Rebecca Wolf, and I've been a student at St. George's School for 13 years. What I liked most about my school years was the caring, nurturing environment in which I learned. So if you are interested in learning more about our elementary school, please attend our open house on either Wednesday, February 10th or Thursday, February 11th. St. George's Elementary School is located at 3685 The Boulevard in Westmount.
Open house from 9 till noon. For more information, call admissions at 486-5214.
Doesn't country music just say it all?
Tell Lori I love her.
Branson, Missouri.
Tell Lori I need her.
Coming up next.
If I leave this old world, tell her she's the only girl for me.
Travel World will continue.
Waiting of renovating your kitchen? Call me, Monsieur Renaud. I've been renovating kitchens for over 25 years. I'll come to your home, I'll ask questions, I'll answer questions. We'll discuss budgets, and together we'll come up with the kitchen of your dreams. There is nothing that Monsieur Renov cannot do. We love what we do, and it shows in every kitchen and renovation we create. Call today.
274-1159.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondent. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Hi, this is Cynthia Photo from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad. Bram Eisenthal, we have Claudia Vecchio from the Convention Visitors Bureau of Brandt, Missouri on the line with us. Tell us about
Good morning.
Country Music Haven. Tell us about it, Claudia.
Tell us about the Country Music Haven.
You betcha.
How long has Brandt been along the country music path? What developed into a country music capital?
Sure. It actually started quite a long time ago when a couple of families in the Branson area who sang country and hillbilly kinds of music sang for the visitors actually in caves, because it was a cool place to sing and
caves
in many ways. And we have quite a few caves down here, and they're large enough for the group to sing and some people to watch. So
wow.
they started that back in the 40s, the 50s, and then into the 60s. And once they decided that it might be a little bit better to get out from underground and come up to the world, they opened a couple of theaters.
Now,
talking about bats, who live in caves, online now is
caves and bats. Yeah, the bats of Polk County.
Travel World Midwest Bureau Chief Cynthia Fodor from KCCI Des Moines joins us now as well.
As soon as I heard bats, I thought that was a transition.
Or to use a Melanie Refis word,
segue.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing fine here.
Hey, I wish you were here. We are having a great time in Branson. In fact, this is a terrible day for me to be on the radio because I'm losing my voice. So bear with me. But we've discovered a really fun place out here in the middle of the Midwest. And you're going to have to come and join us here someday.
Let me ask you something. I'm Bram Eisenthal, one of the guests. I'm not a big country music fan. Is this the type of place where if you're not a country music fan, you kind of show up and you're, transformed into one immediately?
Well, one thing that I found, and I'm not a huge country music fan either, but there is something here for everyone. I mean,
absolutely.
As well as country, you have every kind of music. Big band, swing, the Glenn Miller Orchestra is playing here now. You have Broadway musical reviews. Elvis is cited here almost every day.
No, don't get up. Don't get up.
Just about anything you would want.
She's absolutely right. It's come to known as the country music capital, but in fact, you can find any kind of music for any kind of person, whether it be grandparents down to the kids. Everybody would find something to enjoy here.
It's a very family-oriented destination.
Fair. That's what I was going to say. You might want to talk, Claudia, about that Dixie Stampede show.
The Dixie Stampede?
I know a lot of families who come down here, and their children just love it.
It's a wild time for kids and for adults. The audience comes in and sits in this big arena with a dirt floor. And
gladiator fights.
Pardon?
Gladiator fights.
It was
as long as a caveman, eh?
quite a bit like that. But it's
a new marketing idea.
It's really fun. They have a show that does horses and ostriches and all kinds of things. It's actually sort of a modern-day battle between the American North and South, but doing certainly nothing that was Civil War-like. It's more they do bag races and different kinds of things that are really fun for the people to watch. And then they get to have dinner, but the really kind of fun thing about dinner is that they serve a Cornish game hen and all the side dishes, but you don't have any forks or knives or spoons. You have to eat it with your hands. So it's kind of a fun thing for kids.
We have ostriches in government, it seems, but there is a nebulous connection between Cynthia and Branson, not just the fact that she happens to be there right now. I first learned about Branson being the second country music capital when we came back from our trip to Des Moines, Iowa to visit Cynthia and the Iowa State Fair. There was a couple of ladies from Montreal who went to Branson.
Oh, yes, we met them in the airport connecting en route from Kansas City through Toronto, yes.
And did they enjoy it?
Oh, you bet. They were just going crazy about it. And I must say, even myself, the hard rock and roller that I am, I kind of getting a bit of taste for country music myself.
Well, it's, as we said, it's not only country. I mean, they have 30 theaters here, 70 live shows going on. I mean, you can go to a show at breakfast from morning till midnight, and they say they have more theater seats here than Broadway. And these theaters are not the old-fashioned theaters. They are brand-new, huge, state-of-the-art with great sound systems, almost like Vegas in that respect. But the one thing that I really like about it here is, you know, you talk about Vegas and the Strip, but you are really out in the middle of the country, literally, and it's fresh air, wide open spaces, right in the middle of the Ozark Mountains, and the lakes are all around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a mix of neon and nature, so to speak.
There are a number of outdoor activities you can avail yourself of within around 10-minute drive of the city.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Talk about, Claudia, Table Rock Lake is here, which is a big draw. The fishing is supposed to be fabulous, trout fishing.
Yeah, we have a couple lakes in town. One of them is, as Cynthia mentioned, Table Rock Lake, and that's actually a bass fisherman's mecca. They come in droves out here to fish for world-class sized bass and taking home some trophy sizers. And then also Lake Taneycomo, which is a really cold lake, is our trout fishing spot.
Talk about a great place to think. We have another nebulous connection today. Stephen's famous for them.
Oh, yes, I was.
But of course, we learned that Branson started with the country music because of caves. Caves, bats, that would be Cynthia, but another cave connection. The lovely Natasha Kirkham joins us in studio today. Natasha, welcome.
Hi, guys.
And Natasha is famous, of course. She did a project on caves in the province of Quebec. How did that project finally turn out? What happened with that talk? A little closer to the mic.
I mean, we're not quite done yet, but we're to the final...
The other side of the mic. That's the one.
The final... We're working on the final setup right now, so we're going to start doing the publicity pretty soon. And so you're probably going to hear about it. There's going to be some stuff done on the radio, so it's going to be quite interesting. And... So we're waiting to see how that's going to take off.
You like country music, Natasha?
Not bad.
It's not bad. Well, we got the country music second capital online with us, Branson, Missouri.
Now, those caves that started off the whole trend in Branson, are they still there? Have they turned them into anything, for example, tours or nature tours?
Several of the caves are tour caves where people can go through either on foot or in their cars. There's also a cave called Marvel Cave, which was a big one that people used to sing, and that's actually been turned into one of our area's premier attractions, which is Silver Dollar City. And they built this theme park, reminiscent of the 1880s, around this cave. And they still have tours of the cave, but people come by the millions to see Silver Dollar City as well.
Stalagmites up or down?
Excuse me?
Stalagmites up or down?
Yeah. Boy,
stalactites, stalagmites.
You know, I wish I could tell you, but I have to always go to Marvel Cave.
Geological questions.
Yeah. that Silver Dollar City is supposed to be one of the best theme parks in the country as well.
Hold on, Natasha
actually
knows.
In the world, it was recently voted by the industry as one of the top three theme parks in the world. So.
Now, the theme park, is it open all year round or just during, like, summer season?
They open in March and then they go through till the end of December.
And you also have, talking about Silver Dollar, you also have the Silver Dollar Winery here as well, which you can go through and do the wine tastings. And
I think you're talking about the Stonehill Winery?
That's it, yes.
Yeah, that's a terrific Missouri winery that they do have tastings and tours and historical facts. It's a fun place.
Now, Branson is one of those destinations which is very popular on the motor coach tour circuit.
As
a stopover point. Getting there by air, have they done anything to improve its accessibility by air, particularly from eastern Canada?
Well, the Springfield-Branson Regional Airport is growing all the time. It's still the closest airport to Branson as far as commercial carriers. They are working fast and furiously to increase the highway system between here and Springfield so that drive is much easier. They're always looking into opportunities and possibilities for... We have a small airport in Branson. It's generally for private jet sort of things. And they're looking, of course, at expanding that, but that hasn't really happened.
Not yet,
but of course, until that happens, you could fly Montreal via Chicago, I guess, with American and American Eagle and get down there.
Right.
Or we could do what we did when we went to Des Moines, and that's fly 17 airlines, 32 stops, and end up in Kansas City and drive up.
But it was worth it, wasn't it?
It sure was, yes.
Great down here, guys, which we haven't mentioned, is the shopping.
Well, I knew you'd figure that one. Find that, yes.
That is kind
yeah,
of
well, I haven't gotten to do any yet, but as soon as we get off the radio, that's where I'm going. They have so many outlet malls here, about 200 different outlet stores.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest outlet areas in the country.
It is. It's actually one of the top three outlet shopping destinations. We have three outlet malls with great stores, nationally recognized names. So it's hard to live here, let me tell you. My paycheck just goes whoop, those crazy malls.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
But the shopping would also, while there's a lot of opportunities for shopping, of course, the prices would probably make it a fairly reasonable city to stay in or to live in.
Absolutely. It's a really nice value for the whole family. I think they're really consciously keeping it that way. None of the shows have a higher ticket price than about $30 per ticket, which is considerably cheaper than any of the other destinations. And the hotels are reasonable, and then with the outlet malls, it really is a nice value.
Well, I can tell you I'm staying in a $40 a night hotel right now, which is very nice. And one thing I noticed about the theater prices, too, along with your trying to attract families, is the prices for children. Are much lower for the tickets as well.
Yeah, and many of the theaters have children 12 and under free, so it's good.
Now, the shows as well, there's more than one showing per day, so you can do one in the afternoon, one in the evening.
One in the morning.
Yeah, some of them start with breakfast shows.
They do, and actually one theater can have two or three different shows, so you can go to one theater and get swing in the morning and 50s in the afternoon and country at night, so it's really kind of fun.
Something for everyone.
An all-around music place.
Right, for everyone in the family.
It is.
And also out on the lake, and I'm not sure if they're year-round, Claudia, but I noticed a number of different kinds of cruises, from the sightseeing cruises on a showboat, a pirate cruise for kids, a Polynesian review in the evening with dinner.
Right. They aren't all year-round. Most of them are summer-run, but they are. It's another way to see the area and have some fun. The other kind of fun thing that we do on the lakes here is the Ride the Ducks. And this is, they are actually military amphibious vehicles, which they have decorated brightly and have tour guides. So people get on the ride these ducks. They get on the ducks in along the strip, and they get a really nice tour of the strip and kind of some historical perspective and all the fun things that are going on at Branson. And then they actually dive sort of into Lake Taneycomo and get a cruise of the lake, so it's kind of a fun alternative.
Did you know that strip is one of Chad's favorite words? Listen, ladies, can you hold those thoughts, and we're going to take
we'll
a break.
Keep you
right
on the
now.
Line, and we'll continue after our 11:45 break here,
Chad,
on the
let's
Answer
roll it.
The
only two advice in the world I
need to get close. Branson, Missouri. That's a big old room
and a little old DIQC, Montreal.
Good morning from Bowie Massino. I'm Lita Polson, and we're on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Bowie Massino, best purchase plan for you available on the market with no down payment, no interest before January 2000. And you're going to have a lot of fun here, too. I recommend bringing the whole family. First of all, large parking lot at every location. That makes your life easier. Very spacious stores, kid-friendly. They offer furniture, household appliances, electronics, all under one roof. Best products on the market at prices that defy the competition. Check this out. Over 22 cooktop models to choose from in-store. They start at $329. On promotion this weekend, Frigidaire 36-inch cooktop, two-speed integrated ventilation system, chases away smoke and odors. That's kind of nice. And a cartridge and grill is also included with the price tag, $399. That's the price for this weekend. And we've got free service with that. You can protect your investment with the extended maintenance service plan. Check out, too, the Amana promotion going on, the Whirlpool promotion going on, with savings $25 to $70 invoice rebates on selected Whirlpool products. KitchenAid promotion, too. And we are at Beau et Martineau. See you soon. St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps.
plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sports Packs, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetBetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetBetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetBetter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
Looking for a different approach to preschool education? Then don't miss the open house and registration at Garderie et Jardin d'Enfants Montessori, Thursday, February 11th. Leslie Robinson and I'll be at the TMR Montessori School, 900 Laird Boulevard. Join me for an education.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad. We got Bram and Natasha in studio. A whole list of people.
The list is flowing over.
I love that song, God Bless Texas. Something about swimming pools that really does that. So, what can I tell you? But, well, we're talking about country music today. Branson, Missouri. We got Cynthia Fodor, our Midwest
Bureau Chief. Yes.
Bureau Chief. You see, if you're the only one there.
Sounds so important.
Yes, and also a person who is in charge of fat disposal.
Yeah. Cynthia, I have a question. What's the hot spot out in the Midwest right now? Like, where are people going above and beyond everything else?
Branson, Missouri.
That's a good question. I guess it really depends where you live. I mean, a lot of people go to Chicago, probably if you're up around that area. If you're down around this area, you would come here to Branson.
That's right.
Right. Kansas City or Minneapolis. Minneapolis for the Great Mall up there.
Did you see any corn while you were driving out? When we went to Des Moines, we didn't see any corn. They had to drive 2 hours out of town before we saw any corn.
See? And everybody thinks that's all there is out there.
All we thought we'd see was...
Spell these myths about the Midwest. There's a lot more than corn.
Well, there are bats. Of course, because we did this whole little interaction, because nearby Des Moines, there's a place called Winterset, which is, of course, where they shot the Bridges of Madison County. Of course, Des Moines is in Polk County, and we decided to do this whole skit about the bats of Polk County. Tell us about the bat story again, or said I'm the cat, whichever one is funnier.
Oh, well, it's just we had a number of bats in our house, and they were really spooking my 5-year-old son, who was waking up in the middle of the night with bats flying over his head.
We can't blame him for being a little spooky.
So we had to call the bat man to come and
Robin.
I know what our problem was, and it turns out our fireplace flue was open, so they were coming down the chimney. And
instead of Santa Claus.
We closed the flue and no longer had any bats in the house, so it was very simple.
Or you caught the flue and they all got sick? Oh, my goodness. Well, you got to tell us the funny part. It's what Danny did about it.
Oh, my husband. tried to figure out all kinds of different ways to capture these bats and get them out of our house, and finally discovered that if you keep turning off lights and turning on lights downstairs, they will follow the light. And he finally trapped one in the kitchen one night and got out a tennis racket and tried to cover it with a tennis racket and a towel and remove it from the house, which was very difficult to do. This bat did not want to leave. And he finally ended up killing the bat with a tennis racket. Okay,
with the tennis
that's all the story.
Was it a hammer or a tennis racket, or what was this with the cheesecloth? There was cheesecloth involved, too. Power drill, I don't know.
Okay.
What was the score? 21 love?
No bats, no love.
I'll tell you, after you have about 5 different bats in your house, you'll do anything to get them out.
I just open the window and say, shoo, fly, shoo.
Yeah, shoo, fly.
He's taking power drills and stuff. I think he'd call Monsieur Renov to get the bats out of the house.
Not funny.
We will leave out the messy details, okay?
Yeah, that's
especially the crunch that you heard.
You have another connection,
audience.
By the way.
Oh, yes.
You know, what do you call them?
What?
My connections.
Nebulous connections.
Bram Stoker wrote Dracula. So
there you go.
And then we have
Bram in the studio.
Now, we're getting back for a few minutes to Branson as we finish up the hour. What is the choice of dining in the area? Is it totally buffet style and family-oriented dining, or have they gone a bit upscale in some of their dining choices?
There are actually both types. There are some terrific buffets around that are great for the whole family. There are also some real lovely restaurants. We have a restaurant that's on top of a bluff overlooking Lake Taneycomo, which is just a gorgeous view, and it has a terrific chef. We also have some restaurants at the various couple of resorts that are, again, terrific chefs and offer some real nice cuisine for people looking for a really nice meal.
And also the dinner theaters, as you said, and I was last night at a place called the Chateau on the Lake.
Yeah,
which
has lovely food.
Incredible.
Yeah.
A beautiful chateau sitting high up on a hill overlooking the lake.
Mm-hmm.
A huge hotel. The ballroom held 5,000 people. Donald Trump threw a big party there last night.
Yeah, that was a terrific addition to Branson, that's for sure.
Yeah. And one thing that I found interesting, and I heard a lot of people up in my neck of the woods wanting to come down here and do, is the houseboat rentals. You can rent a lovely little houseboat,
mm-hmm.
And take it out on the lake for a week and mm-hmm. And really have a nice, relaxing vacation.
You really can. And the kind of fun thing about Table Rock Lake is that it's a real meandering kind of a lake, so you can find areas and just be, just away from the world, because you'll be the only person in that little, I don't know the technical lake term, but the little nook or the little part of the lake that, you'll be there all by yourself. And so it's really kind of a nice way to get away.
So it's not a totally round lake. It's got all kinds of nooks and crannies.
It kind of meanders through the Ozarks.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
How far out, how long a drive is it out of Des Moines, Cynthia, when you get there? Because we can get an idea from Kansas City Airport. It's pretty well accessible from Montreal, and you can go just about anywhere.
Right, or you can fly into St. Louis. It'll probably be even a closer airport if you're flying out of Canada to St. Louis.
Well, pretty well the middle of Missouri, isn't it?
St. Louis.
It's
a nice, right along 4-lane interstate freeway, so it's easy. It's about 4-hour drive from the airport.
Pretty good.
But it's it's an easy drive.
You can combine both cities. So if you were visiting St. Louis, let's say on business, 4-hour drive down to Branson to extend your weekend or just take in some of the. Some of the shows and
what a
some
good
of the
idea!
Family.
Yeah, that's a great
there
idea.
There you go. You see, you gave them their whole marketing campaign for 2000.
For the year 2000.
Weird.
Extend your business trip. A lot of all business travelers heading to St. Louis, so they can extend their stay over that Saturday night.
That'd be great.
Cynthia, I have to ask you another question. What's become of Saddam the cat?
You'd love to get into all these little stories.
I love your little stories, especially you got to tell the cat story now that the cat's out of the bag.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag. We got our 5-year-old son had been begging for either a cat or a brother. So we got him a little kitty, and unfortunately, after a week, the kitty died, and it was very tragic, and he was very upset. So we went and got another kitty, and this kitty was just a terrorist. I think he was a tiger in a cat costume. He just attacked us, bit us, clawed all the furniture, the curtains, and we kept thinking if we would continue to love this cat, that he would start giving us some love in return. But
No, he's a cat.
The unfortunate story, Willem, is he is still a Saddam cat.
You still have Saddam the cat. Now, tell us the funny part of the story. Of course, we went through the sad part where your original kitten died, but the other part where you know about Saddam the cat, you wouldn't get him declawed, and you left him alone in the room with your five-year-old son after your son was stripped naked for a bath. Cut the cat, like, wow, right on the back of the cat. Tell us the story.
I can't believe you make me tell these stories on the radio, Willem.
I love it.
I have to be careful what I say to you from now on.
We're going to use it.
Basically, whenever he would see my son, if he was upstairs before I was giving my son a bath and he was ready to get into the water without his clothes on, he would just go crazy and attack him for some reason and start clawing his body. And so we have to put him down in the basement quite often.
And, of course, Danny does not believe that this cat should be declawed, does he?
No, he thinks that's a cruel thing to do.
Yeah, it's a cruel thing to do, but calling your five-year-old son.
Right, exactly.
You know,
we have tamed him somewhat.
But why don't you tell him what our proposal was to cure this problem? Of course, to convince Danny to declaw the cat.
And what was that, Willem?
We were going to strip Danny naked, put him alone in the room with Saddam the cat, and cover him catnip. And leave him there for an hour and find out
what the response would be at that time.
There you go. Maybe I'll try that when I get home tonight.
Not a few bats circling over his head at the same time, of course.
I thought you had to get the cat off your son with cheesecloth, maybe.
Now, as we wrap up the hour, what number can people call for information on Branson, Missouri?
There are a couple of numbers you can call. Our 800 number, toll-free number, if you can reach that, is 800-214-3661. And the other number is area code 417-334-4136.
Branson, Missouri, other country music capital. Cynthia, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. And Claudia Vecchio from the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And hope we can get you down here sometime.
We'd love to visit and take in some of those country music shows and the other family entertainment down in Branson.
And I know part of my family would like to go, too.
Wonderful.
Next week, you'll be away celebrating Biloxi's tricentennial 300 years ago next Saturday. Pierre Lemoyne, Sir de Belleville, landed on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, and 300 years to the date, Willem Backus will land on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico.
With the lovely and talented Lori Prince.
And that'll be next Saturday.
Do I have time for a quick little plug?
Yeah, sure. Plug quick.
The World Horror Convention is happening in Atlanta, Georgia, beginning of March. Anybody want any information, just check on your search engine on the web. They'll give you all the details, and I plan to be there. I'm going to call in a report from there, and we'll talk about all the great horror people that they're having.
As opposed to the convention that sounds a lot like that Stephen would rather go to.
Oh, yes. Yeah, one less syllable. next Saturday.
You'll bring Chad as a correspondent.
I'll bring you some business cards when I come.
Okay, sounds good. Next Saturday, 11 to noon for Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Bram Eisenthal.
Join us next week on Travel World. I'll be in Biloxi. Steve will be in Arizona. Take it away, Chad.
Next weekend, guys.
It's your turn to discuss the issues. Viewpoint, weekday mornings between 10 and noon, here on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station. You're listening to...